Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Hack Day here on Day by Day. And for the next couple of weeks, we've got a special guest with us. We have Luis Ortega. Luis, how you doing, buddy?
Man, I am doing great. I had my tacos today.
Your tacos today. Exactly. Yeah. Maybe you'll talk a little bit later, maybe on another episode about tacos and what all that means. But you actually work here at LifeWord. Tell us your title and a little bit about what you do.
I get to serve the churches of the BMA and just with media, and we're here to serve them.
So yeah, yeah.
Partnering in various ways to take the gospel to every corner.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as you guys can tell, he's got a voice built for radio. I mean, it's awesome. But Luis, you and I had a conversation several months ago. We were actually talking about day-by-day hacks. Mm-hmm. And just the need for a daily time with the Lord. And you began to outline kind of what you do. And I found it not just interesting, but very compelling, very compelling. And so I wanted to bring you on here, have you walk through kind of that system and for us just to talk about it over the next few weeks, okay?
Sure.
So what is it? What is the system? What is it that you do?
Well, Cliff, I was convicted that the triune God, the creator of the universe, created time, space, and matter. I, in my agenda, didn't seem to have time to fit him, and almost forcing him into my agenda.
Yeah.
Busy. We're all busy.
Right, yeah.
And so I'm not a runner or a marathon runner, but I worked myself up to say, hey, how can I spend more time?
Yeah.
Because it's not something we have to do, or at least we look at it that way. Hey, I need to do this. I have to do this. Is it more, do I delight in this, to be spending time with the Creator? And so started something small, just reading through it to be able to delight in God's Word. And so I can explain a little bit further if,
Well, okay, so let's talk about that, because I have a couple of things in my mind that I use. I have three words. I have duty, mm-hmm. and I've got discipline, and I've got delight.
Ooh.
And the duty is the one we want to take off the table, because that's that legalistic mm-hmm. approach. Mm-hmm. I've got to do in order for God to be happy with mm-hmm. me. But there is a discipline to it, mm-hmm. and if we maintain the discipline, that discipline turns into man, I really enjoy this. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about that a little bit.
So obviously time is past, present, and future.
Yeah.
Triune God being he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
And so rather than fitting him into my agenda, it's like, man, should my agenda really revolve around my time with him?
Yeah.
And just delighting in that.
Yeah.
But how do we get to that point if we're not spending any time with him? So my approach was, hey, January, let me just bird's eye view. Look at the entire Word. Not necessarily study it, but just get familiarize myself with it.
Yeah.
And then, hey, let me dive a little deeper and slow it down to 90 days. And then, hey, let me slow down even more to 365 days. And then, man, I'm going to take 3.5 years to really kind of soak it in.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the process. I call it the 30, 90, 365, and then the 3.5. And so then it's like, hey, man, our church needs to do this. And so kind of guiding them to do this, the same thing.
Yeah. So let me get it straight, okay? Because so in 1 month, in January, mm-hmm. you were going through the whole Bible, mm-hmm. right? Which sounds supremely intimidating to try to get through the Bible in 1 month. So on a daily routine, what did that look like for you?
Awesome. So it sounds like a lot, really, and most people don't realize that the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation, in audio form, for example, it's 72 hours, depending on the version that you use.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we all eat, most of us eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and so, hey, 45 minutes and eat maybe 15 minutes if you get a full hour, right?
Yeah,
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can actually read through the entire Bible mm-hmm. or listen to it if you would prefer to do that, just to get acclimated and familiarize yourself with with everything and then slow it down.
Yeah, so that January was, I wouldn't say it's like speed reading, but like you said, you're not diving deep into it. You're just getting familiar with the overall storyline mm-hmm. of the Bible. And then you slowed it down. You went from 30 days to 60?
To 90.
To 90. Mm-hmm. So 3 months.
So the next 3 months.
So for the next 3 months, you were reading through the Bible again,
mm-hmm.
right? And were you using audio format there? Or were you how was that working
so
for
I've
you?
So I've done it in a couple of different ways. If you do audio format, for example, then it's really 15 minutes in the morning, 15 wow. at lunch, and 15 in the yeah. evening, and you're through the
now,
entire
see,
Bible.
That's encouraging, right? That should mm-hmm. be encouraging to people to like, I can do 15 minutes either while I'm eating or before I eat or something like that. Mm-hmm. And to think in 3 months, I've gotten through the Bible.
True. But the first with the 30, what convicted me is that I read a statistic that the time that most of us spend on social media and primarily just like on Facebook,
yeah.
we would read through the entire Bible at least 10 times within the year
wow.
if we reallocated that time. And so that's where yeah. I was convicted.
Yeah, and absolutely. And you're a social media guy. I mean, this is part of your ministry is
that's
that
right.
you want people, but we're trying to direct people to God's word there. So that's mm-hmm. that's incredible. Okay, so you mentioned, I want to use this as a teaser for next week.
All right.
All right? I don't want to dive into it right now. I just want to tease it next week. You and your church, you're also a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your church?
Camino de Vida.
Right.
Lifeway.
Lifeway. Okay. And so this is a plan that you and your church are going through as mm-hmm. well. And so I want to talk about that next week. But just to recap, the Bible plan, Bible reading plan that you have used, have you done it more than once?
A couple of times.
A couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
30 days through the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and then 90 days through the Bible, and then a year through the Bible, mm-hmm. and then spending 3.5 years
approximately, yes.
going through the Bible.
Or like pie.
Yeah.
3 point something.
Yeah, yeah, 3 point. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'm going to save this for next week. I'm going to save it for later. But that's your hack. We've talked about all the different types of plans that are out there. This is a plan that gets you speedily through it, but then slows you way down as well. And so maybe you need to think about that as you're contemplating, what do I want to be doing in my daily time with the Lord? Until next time.